Hello, everybody, and welcome to the NASCAR pre-race show for the 2024 Rackley Roofing 200, the 13th race of the 2024 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series season. Just four races remain in the Truck Series regular season, four races left to see who makes the playoffs. Six playoff spots open. At least two drivers are going to get those spots on points. Guys like Ty Dillon, Lane Riggs, Bailey Curry, Brett Holmes. They're not looking for points. They're looking for wins. They're kind of in must-win situations right now. We'll talk about the points a little bit later in the show. You guys like Corey Heim, Christian Eckes, Nick Sanchez, Rajah Caruth, trying to add those playoff points. Corey Heim, probably the favorite to win this race. He's won a third of the races so far, four of the 12. He's in a cup car this weekend in Nashville looking for his fifth win of the season. Take a look at the entry list here for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race at Nashville Super Speedway. Fourth or third year, I think, that they've raced here. I don't remember if they raced here in 2021. One big name on the entry list, a guy that gained a lot of fans at North Wilkesboro, Butterbean. Brendan Queen is back in the number one truck for Tricon Garage. We know that's a good truck. The other really big name on the entry list, of course, former NASCAR Cup Series driver Clint Bowyer, back in the number seven. It is his first Truck Series start since 2016, 8 years without a start in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Bowyer will be one to watch on Friday night. Looking on down the list here, Akinori Ogata, usually in the Xfinity Series, in a truck this weekend, the number 20 for Young's Motorsports. Frankie Muniz, yes, that Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle, driving the number 22 for Realm Brothers Racing. Dawson Sutton, I think he DQ'd, or maybe he did get in the race in North Wilkesboro, but this race is sponsored by Rackley Roofing, and of course, Dawson is the son of Curtis Sutton, the owner of Rackley Roofing. We had Dawson on the show last year. Great kid, great driver. And we'll see what he can do Friday night alongside his teammate Ty Dillon. Brian Dawzat in the number 28 truck. Good to see them make it back to the track. Connor Jones back in that number 66. And you have Justin Carroll in the 90. 39 trucks going for, I believe, 38 spots. So at least one driver will go home. One driver will not make the show Friday night. So keep that in mind when you're watching qualifying. I'll tell you when practice and qualifying are. Right now, practice. Everything happening Friday. Practice 4:30 p.m. Eastern. Everything on Fox Sports 2, unfortunately, not FS1. Practice 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Friday, FS2. Qualifying shortly after at 5 p.m. Eastern. About a half-hour practice for these teams to get their trucks dialed in. The race itself, the Rackley Roofing 200, 8 p.m. Eastern, FS2, MRN, and SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Press pass on NASCAR.com to follow. Let's take a look at those standings. You've had them scrolling on the bottom of your screen. Little typo there at Heim, but Corey Heim does lead the playoff standings. Now, Eckes does lead the regular season standings by 31 points. He has 506. Heim has 475. Eckes has, I think, 11 top 15 or 11 top 10s, I think, is what I saw the other day. Now, Corey Heim did get disqualified at Charlotte, and I think he would barely have the lead if not for that. So, that was kind of interesting to me. Unfortunately for Heim, that didn't work out. But we'll see. He won the regular season title last year when he missed a race. This is essentially the same thing. I know he did get 1 point, but still, he's got to fight back from this. Four races left. I think he can do it. But Eckes has been so ridiculously consistent. That'll be a fun race. A fun regular season championship race is going on. You know, in all three series, Cup, they're tied. Xfinity, I think it's Custer by... I don't know if it's 1 point anymore, but like barely anything. So if these regular season championship races are cool, it's almost like full season points formats are the way to go or something, you know. Sanchez with 2 wins, Caruth with 1 win. So Nick Sanchez, you know, looking for his third, Rajah looking for his second. Ty Majeski feeling pretty good. It'd be really hard to lose 149 points over four races. Taylor Gray plus 72. Ankrum plus 49. I think if I'm Gray and Majeski, I'm feeling pretty good. Or I'm feeling great. Ankrum, you know, I don't know. That team's fallen off. They had a fantastic start to the year. Now they're a little rocky. Ben Rhodes, hey, it's a miracle he's in here. He started off so terribly. One top 10 in the first 8 races of the year. 3 top 7s in the last 3 races. A 22nd was the lone blip on the radar there at North Wilkesboro over these last few races. But I think... I think Ben Rhodes is going to make the playoffs. I think they're returning back championship form at a crew chief swap at Darlington, and that's really turned the 99-team season around. Tanner Gray, both Gray brothers looking to make the postseason. Tanner is plus 28. Grant Enfinger, he's working wonders. He's a miracle worker over there in that number nine truck for what is that team's name? It's not Rev Racing. It's CR7. Is that the team? A small team, and you might have him in the playoffs. Looking to get redemption for that heartbreaking championship loss a year ago is Enfinger. He's the last man in, 26 points to the good. Stuart Friesen is the first man out, 26 points out of the postseason field. Daniel Dye, 12th, minus 37. Matt Crafton, he's never missed the playoffs. He's 8-for-8, including 4 championship 4 appearances, 15-time race winner in trucks, 3-time champ, likely a future Hall of Famer. This year has not been his year. 13th, minus 46. Needs some big things to happen. They need to start happening Friday night if he wants to be a part of the playoff field. Chase Purdy, 14th, minus 52. I think after Purdy, you probably got to win. Honestly, Friesen's the only one that I see having a realistic chance to point his way in, but he's just been off the mark really these last 2 or 3 years, not just this year. You have Jake Garcia, minus 69 and 15th. Lane Riggs, 16th, minus 76. They're finally starting to turn some things around there. Dean Thompson, 17th, minus 79. Bailey Curry, 18th, minus 97. Brett Holmes, just 1 point back, 19th, minus 98. And Ty Dillon, 20th, minus 104. So, who am I picking to win this race? I'm going to pick a guy that I'm really high on. I'm going to pick a guy that's running the Cup race this weekend as well. To nobody's surprise, give me Corey Heim. I think he wins his 5th race of the year. I want to say he was top 5 in this race a year ago. They've been good everywhere. But you look at the intermediate tracks, you know, I guess you consider Gateway an intermediate. Maybe it's a short track. It's a weird mix, you know. But he won there. He won at Kansas. And then where else did he win? I'm trying to remember where else he won this year. But I think he won at another intermediate as well. So Corey Heim, good everywhere, great everywhere. You know, face of the Truck Series, running that Cup race. So who knows, you know, how he'll do on Sunday. But I think Friday, I think he will get the win. So make sure you guys like, subscribe, comment, share. We'll have a post-race show Friday, coverage all weekend. Xfinity pre-race show here tomorrow, Thursday. Maybe if you're watching this today, Thursday, later in the day. Like, subscribe, comment, share. Follow us on X at BTYLPod. Subscribe on YouTube at Below the Line and all major podcast platforms at Below the Line. For Below the Line, my name is Samuel Stubbs. I will see you guys later. Goodbye, everybody, and have a great night.